A massive row has erupted over the new Doordarshan logo. The autonomous public broadcaster changed the color of its logo to a distinct orange shade, sparking criticism from the opposition. DD News, the English news channel of Doordarshan, revealed that logo, and while they posted that they are in a new avatar, but values remain the same. Many have questioned this new distinctive saffron look. The latest to hit out is West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who said she's shocked at the saffronization and change of color, especially when the national elections are taking place. And she asked, how could the Election Commission of India allow this pro-saffron violation of the Model Code of Conduct? She says they must immediately stop it. Before we get reactions from BJP and Trinamool Congress supporters, let's go across to Vasudha quickly to find out what the officials at Doordarshan have to say. And I also saw BJP is defending this, saying that originally also the color was saffron.
Absolutely, Gargi. And now Amit Malviya, who's the IT head of the BJP, has put forward a, you know, powerful counter showing that, you know, in the 1980s, when the national broadcaster was finally taking shape, it, you know, the symbol of the logo of Doordarshan, along with the slogan Satyam Shivam Sundaram, was in some ways saffron in color. So this is in some ways like just reclaiming, you know, the original Doordarshan. That's what he says. And this is something that even national broadcaster Prasar Bharati officials have been telling us, saying that this is part of, you know, an aesthetic rehaul of Prasar Bharati, which includes not just, you know, changing the logo of Doordarshan into bright, eye-catching colors such as saffron, also making changes with the equipment, camera and content. Now, of course, this has become a political issue with Mamata Banerjee saying, calling this sudden saffronization and saying that this is a violation of NCC. And remember, it's coming very close to elections. And the national broadcaster has been, you know, in controversies for many years now, you know, off and on. There are these controversies that come up. You know, we've seen recently this whole row, you know, around Kerala story playing out, because Doordarshan also telecast something like the Kerala story, which became a flashpoint between the CPM and the Congress. In 2014, we saw the same thing happen before elections with Narendra Modi, who's the Prime Minister now, but who was the Prime Minister designated and, you know, the candidate of the BJP. That interview made a lot of, you know, it created a lot of controversy. The telecast of RSS Chief's Vijayadashmi speech also created much controversy. So this is, again, the latest flashpoint between the opposition and the BJP, because national broadcast is expected to be, you know, objective, but the center and Prasar Bharati officials and the BJP have defended their position, saying that, you know, this is part of a rehaul, and the symbol actually was, you know, saffron in color before it became ruby red and then subsequently blue. So this has been an evolving process.
All right, calling it an evolving process. Thanks so much, Vasudha, for joining us with that reaction and, you know, putting it all in context. Well, we're now joined by Tausif Khan, political analyst, someone who supports the Trinamool Congress, and Ashutosh Srivastav, advocate Supreme Court, also a BJP supporter. Thank you both for joining us. And Tausif Khan, first to you, you know, Mamata Banerjee hitting out over this, what she's describing as saffronization. However, as the BJP has put out, and, you know, one of the BJP members has put out, that this is just reclaiming the original look from back in the 80s, that it's nothing to do with saffronization. It's an orange color for the Doordarshan logo.
No, you see, either BJP thinks very low of the people of India, or they think very high of themselves. They are so naively saying it has got nothing to do with the politics and with the saffronization campaign of BJP. They tried to do the same thing just not very long ago when they tried to saffronize the color of the Indian cricket team's jersey, and they received backlash from there. And similarly, now they are doing this with the, you know, the national broadcaster. A national broadcaster is an asset of the country, not an asset of BJP. National broadcaster cannot act like an agent of BJP, is not a BJP's broadcaster. And yet we see this in the middle of the election when the first phase has just completed. they are resorting to everything because they have sensed.
Right. Well, let's get a response. Ashutosh, your comments on this, given that it's come so close to, elections, and they may describe it as orange and say that what we do remains the same. However, one can't deny that this is a saffron look. And as you know, everything has become fairly controversial. And as Mamata Banerjee is saying, a model code of conduct, what would your response be to that?
See, I think, it is being regulated by the provisions of the Prasar Bharati Act, which was enacted somewhere in 1990. And I think there is no any color or anything prescribed under that act. And I think, it is unwanted issue being raised here.
Is undeniably associated with the BJP and so close to elections to unveil this look, this, image, this logo that so many of us have grown up with and it to be so starkly orange or saffron.
See, there are many things which have changed with times. So it cannot be just everything being changed cannot be just, correlated with the political agenda. See, even the blue color earlier is not prescribed under the act. So whatever was being continued was continued. So later, if any changes happens, one has to come up with the legal provisions. If there is any provision which says that this change is not at all allowed under the law, then it would make sense. But there is no such law. The law is not at all which says that there should be a particular kind of a color which has to be used or a symbol.
Mamata Banerjee said that the Election Commission should step in here. Your comments on that?
I don't think Election Commission has got anything to do with this. It is not at all election agenda. This is related to, the public or the viewers who watch the news channel or this particular channel. And this is there is no violation of any rules or acts or
all right,
even
so you're really sticking
conduct.
To you know, the rules that the rules don't disallow something like this. Tausif Khan, your reaction to that, your response?
No, absolutely misleading and false to say that this saffronization at this juncture does not violate any law. It is absolutely misleading on the part of the BJP supporter on your channel to say that there is no law regulating the color in the middle of the election.
Well, it's also been pointed out by BJP that this is reclaiming the color that it was back in the 1980s, that it was orange at that time.
No, it's a bogus claim.
And Prasar Bharati and Doordarshan under Prasar Bharati has just chosen to change it to this color. We've been told that this is the color, it's the theme of the G20. So it's just been keeping all that in mind that it was changed.
No, there's no G20 happening right now. What is happening right now is a national election in our country. And the model code of conduct is effective now. And any action of the government body cannot be partial so as to give an impression that it sides with a party. And this is a clear case where an independent body, a body which is supposed to be, supposed to be unbiased, is acting in a clearly biased manner. I mean, how can anyone come and say that orange or saffron color has got nothing to do with BJP when it is there? It is right from 2014 onward. It has been their agenda. They are painting the buildings with saffron color. They are talking about their party headquarters is painted in saffron color, and they are openly saying that we will paint the entire city saffron. They are openly resorting to this time and again when they recently changed the color of the jersey. They are willingly and purposely doing this in the middle of
the election. All right, well, we'll have to leave it there.
Must take street action.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. And we heard what Ashutosh Srivastava said. It's nothing connected. One should not connect it. However, the opposition has, hit out over this. Mamata Banerjee saying the Election Commission should step in. BJP also saying that this harks back to its original look in the 1980s. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much both for joining us on the program this evening. And that's all the time we have. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.